好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
呀，神的话语是我们脚前的灯，路上光。
God's words is the light of our path.
今天讲到的题目是吕底亚受浸。
The sermon title today is Lydia baptized.
讲到以前有个祷告，把时间交给神。
Let's start with a prayer.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
让我们借着使徒行传看见你的手是如何借着圣灵带领教会。
Through the book of Acts, you showed us how the Holy Spirit guided our steps.
哦，主，我们真是感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
让我们看见你是怎样带着这些小人物经过了大时代。
You just let us see how you guide the small characters and to move into the big stage.
他们是怎样从亚洲被你带领进入欧洲。
How they were led by you from Asia and moved to Europe.
借着马其顿意象跨过欧亚分界线。
So through the vision of the Macedonian,Macedonia and to just cross this the line.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
如同你当年创天造地的时候所说的。
Just like when you created the whole universe, you said.
你说事就这样成了。
And you said this is done.
你说有晚上有早上。
And there's the evening and there's morning.
当黑夜过去的时候，黎明就要来到。
When the night passed, and then the dawn just arrives.
这也是教会的生存之道啊。
And this is how and the church exists.
谢谢恩主，听祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
Thank you, Lord. Listen to the prayer in Jesus Christ's name. We pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，吕底亚受浸。
Lydia baptized.
吕底亚受浸呢，是保罗、希拉、提摩太一行领受了马其顿异象之后呢，所做的第一件事情。
Lydia's baptism was the first thing Paul, Silas, and Timothy did after receiving the Macedonian vision.
从一个相对时空的环境来看呢，他们由此就产生了欧洲第一位女信徒啊。
So just looking at it from the relative time and space, and just that the first male believer in Europe just arrives.
单单从这个角度来看，意义也是重大的，对吧？
So just from this, we can see it's a great significance.
好，我们先来看第一点。
Let's look at the first point.
来到腓立比。
Arrive at Philippi.
那腓立比是一个怎样的城市呢？
What kind of city is Philippi?
腓立比大概是主前356年由亚历山大的父亲腓力二世所建。
Philippi was founded in 356 BC by Alexander's father, Philip II.
那为什么要建这个城市呢？
So why did he just establish this city?
因为在附近发现了金矿啊。
And because they found the gold mines.
金矿的名字呢，叫做潘盖翁啊。
The name of the gold mine is named the Panganian.
然后这个不但是为了金矿。
Not only for the gold mines.
而且是也是为了安菲波利斯和尼亚波利之间的这个国际通道啊。
And that is for the passage between Amphipolis and the Neapolis.
打仗打的就是经济嘛。
So for fighting the battle, that is for the economy.
征战也是为了利益啊。
Also, just fighting, that is for the benefit.
所以这些利益、这些商贸的道路是非常重要的，对吧？
Therefore, this kind of channel and it's very important.
懂得这个道理，看看今天的世界局势，大家大概上也能够了解，对吧
？So understand about this reason, then we are able to understand about today's situation.
首先呢是穿越两大洲啊。
First, cross two continents.
我们发现圣经专门用了一节经文去描述从亚洲到欧洲的这种福音宣教的穿越。
The Bible devotes a single verse to describing this evangelical missionary crossing from Asia to Europe.
从福音宣教的历史来看呢，这一次穿越几乎是胜过、远超过历史上任何一次欧亚之间的旅行，对不对？
From the history of the mission journey, actually, it's far superior to any journey between Europe and Asia in history.
那另外一个视角也是很重要的。
Another viewpoint is also very important.
就是这是。第一次新约教会是由异象带领。
So, and this is the first time in the New Testament the church was led by a vision.
由门徒领受。
Received by the disciples.
团队出发。
Set out as a team.
实践使命。
And implemented its mission.
以后的教会宣教都是按照这个模式的。
And the further the church mission just according to this kind of route.
但因为这一次去腓立比是第一次。马其顿异象是第一次，所以成为整个 是整个普世教会宣教历史的开端呢、啊。
In Macedonian vision, that is just the first time, so just the starting point.
第三个视角呢，如果是按照《使徒行传》一章八节的福音使命圈来看呢
？The third viewpoint, if we look at the gospel mission circle in Acts chapter 1, verse 8,
我们会发现此时此刻的教会已经突破了亚洲的极限。
It is time the church has broken through the limits of Asia.
已经进入到欧洲的一个新的地级的观念，大家看到没有
？Did you see that and enter the new earth of Europe?
那么第四个视角有什么眼光来看呢？
And the fourth viewpoint is,
就是和第一次宣教旅程稍稍做个对比。
So let's just kind of just compare with the first mission journey.
相同的我就不讲，有一样很不同的地方。
I only name just one part that's different.
就是这一次保罗一行没有在所经过的岛屿停留。
That is, this time Paul and his party did not stop at the islands they passed through.
像上一次第一次旅行的时候。因为是巴拉巴带领嘛，所以他在塞浦路斯就停留了一下。
Just like last time, and they did in the Cyprus, and because of Barnabas, so they have the short stop there.
可能也会有人问啦、啊，为什么呢
？Maybe some people would ask. So what is the reason?
圣经没有说，我们当然也不知道嘛。
The Bible does not say so, and we don't know.
没有告诉我们他们为什么不在萨摩特拉稍作停留，而是直达。尼亚伯利，对吧
？The Bible did not tell us that why they did not stop at the Samothrace and went straight to Neapolis.
其实这个答案在整个经文的叙述当中是有交代的。
Actually, from the scriptures and the it just tells us the reason.
大家读经的时候读这种 pattern， 读这种 process， 就这种 pattern 叫什么，我也不知道，就是这个过程和进程吧。是可以感受到一份激情，一份情感，一份带领，对吧
？When we read a Bible verse, and we can just see this kind of the guidance, also just have the passion.
好，其次是转换聚会点。
Second, switch meeting points.
那尼亚波利呢？是一个什么地方呢
？What kind of place is Neapolis?
他离开中间所停留的那个岛。萨摩特拉，然后呢，停留都没有停留，马上就去到尼亚波利。
So they did not stop at the Samothrace. They just went directly to Neapolis.
如果大家看看地图的话呢，大概看见这个尼亚波利呢是在爱琴海北端的一个港口城市。
So looking at the map, Neapolis is a port city at the northern end of the.The agency.
今天的这个城市已经改名字了，改成卡瓦纳。
So the name of the city has the name has been changed to today's Kavala.
那卡瓦拉是一个怎样的城市呢
？What kind of city is Kavala?
圣经好像还特别提到去尼亚波利的目的。
The Bible also specifically mentioned about the purpose they and to the Neapolis.
并不是要告诉我们说。我们这个尼亚波利或者是卡瓦拉可能是金矿发源地吞拿是同一个海港城市圣经不是这个目的
The purpose for the Bible is not to tell us that the Kavalas might be the same seaport city at Dayton, the birthplace of the gold mines
其实我们讲完上面的描述对三个城市的简单描述大家心里边可能有毒，那可是金矿的港口城市，为什么不停留一下呢
？So after the description of this, and you may wonder why they don't stop at this gold mine place.
但是圣经的价值观往往与世界不一样。
However, the value in the Bible is different from the world.
乃是要告诉我们说，圣经所在乎的是灵魂，世界所在乎的是金钱，对吧
？So actually, the Bible just cares about the people's soul, and just not the world cares about the money.
那到底目的何在呢
？Then what is the purpose？
重点是什么呢
？So what is the focal point？
乃是要让我们快快的来关注腓立比。
So it just wants us to quickly pay attention to Philippi.
为什么要快快的关注腓立比呢
？Why we need to just quickly pay attention to Philippi？
这一个欧洲宣教的第一城，对吧
？The first missionary city in Europe.
也足以让我们感到很。 震撼、很惊讶了。
And it's enough just for us to be amazed.
但是这还不是重点。
However, this is still not a point here.
重点是什么呢？
The key is.
从腓立比开始。
Starting from Philippi.
保罗讲到的地方不再仅限于犹太会堂了。
So, this Paul's preaching is no longer limited to the synagogue.
这是今天信息当中其中一个亮点了。
So, this is the shiny point of today's sermon.
既有阶段性，也有永恒性的真理啊。
So, the truth is the progress, also is the eternity.
耶稣说有两三个人奉我的名祷告，我就与你们同在啊。
Jesus said, if two or three people just pray in my name, I will be with you.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
这就是教会存在的雏形啊。
This is the prototypes of the church's existence.
也是教会发展的基本形态啊。
And the basic form of its development.
基督耶稣的话语在教会宣教中得到印证。
The words of Christ Jesus are confirmed in church missions.
从而活出福音的大能啊。
And also the power of the gospel is lit out.
什么是福音的大能呢？
So what is the power of gospel?
就是要救一切相信的呀。
To save everyone who believes.
犹太人信，福音的大能就在那里。
And so for the Jews to believe that the gospel is there.
犹太人不信，福音就转到外邦人那里去。
If the Jews do not believe the gospel, then it just eventually just turned to the Gentiles.
保罗在罗马书中所讲的真理在这里边《使徒行传》得到了一个很清楚的实践上的印证。
So what Paul just said in the book of Romans actually just fulfilled just in the book of Acts.
好，最后是对妇女讲道。
Finally, a sermon to women.
六章十三节的后半节怎么说呢？
The second half of chapter 6 verse 13 says.
他说我们就坐下对那聚会的妇女讲道。
And we sat down and spoke to the women who had come together.
今天21世纪的人听起来好像是如此的轻松释然，对吧？
For people in the 21st century, it sounds easy and relieved today.
但是对于2000年前的初代教会来讲，这就不简单了。
But for the early church 2000 years ago, it was not simple.
从犹太人的传统来看呢？
Judging from Jewish tradition,
就是在圣殿也有女院、男院之分的。
The holy temple is divided into women's courtyard and the men's courtyard.
即使我们今天去到那一面残存的西墙，也叫哭墙，甚至也分男左女右啊。
Even the remaining western wall we went to, it is also called the wailing wall, and it's the same and for men and women.
那穆斯林的妇女，别说去清真寺，就是平日也是必须蒙头的，对吧？
And Muslim women must cover their heads even when going to the mosque.
或者说，即使是当时世俗化的希腊或者南欧。妇女听到或者是专门向妇女讲道也是绝无仅有的第一招啊。
Even in Greece or southern Europe at a time, it was the first time that women heard sermons or that sermons were specifically preached to them.
我相信神在这里要告诉我们 有特别的心意了。
I believe God is telling us something here.
在他诸多的律例中呢
that among his many laws,
比如说有男女律啦角色律啦服事律了，福音律是排在第一的。
Such as the law of men and women, the law of roles, the law of services, etc. The law of gospel ranks first.
这不同的律例呢，大家有空如果有兴趣，可以在主日学问问题，我们在那讨论，这里不多讲了。
So we may discuss further in Sunday school about the different laws.
好，我们来看第二点。
Let's look at second point.
遇见吕底亚。
Meet Lydia.
吕底亚这个名字非常可爱。
So, the name Lydia is very interesting.
它的原始的词源的主旨意思是煽动。
The original meaning for Lydia, that is incitement.
但是这个字也当然有多面的意思了。
However, and this name also made another meaning.
从反过来看或者是反义字是另外的角度来看呢。
So, look at this conversely.
煽动这一词的正面意义也可以是鼓动、心情、劳动等等。
The positive meaning of the word incitement can also be agitation and hard work.
其实翻译一个词、解释一个字，其关键就是看这个字与这个人所承载的核心价值观是怎样，这个字就产生不同的变化。
So to translate the meaning of this word, the key is to look at the core values in a person's heart.
那吕底亚呢恰恰也是如此这般。
Lydia, she just like this.
当她的生命改变的时候呢
When her life changes,
神是会化腐朽为神奇的。
God will turn this decade into magic.
那这个吕底亚到底是一个怎样的人呢
What kind of person Lydia is?
我们来看看圣经是怎么看待她去描述她的。
Let's see how the Bible describes about her.
圣经说她是一位有眼光的人一位敬畏的人一个认识神的人。
So first, she's a person with the of vision, and she knows God.
所以首先，我们先来看，她是一位有眼光的人。
First, a person of vision.
何以见得呢
？How can we tell?
紫色的颜料不但是在欧洲稀缺，在世界各地都是一样的。
Purple pigments was the scarce not only in Europe but also all over the world.
这就要看紫色是怎么来的了，对吧
？And then we'll see where the purple color come from.
因为紫色是从水底下的那个螺壳采集中而来的。
Because the purple color that's collected from snails at the bottom of the water.
在当时的社会环境里边呢
？So during the in the society and the situation that time.
如果是需要采集到这种紫色的颜料呢？
In order to collect this the color, the purple,
那就需要有一个有实力的人，他雇了、请了，或者让他的家里的奴隶潜到水底下。
So, just powerful people, just usually just they just force the slaves to dive into the water to collect.
那他们的奴隶主也怕奴隶踩这个螺的时候逃跑怎么办呢
？And they also concern what if the slaves just escape?
每一个奴隶身上都绑一条铁链。
So every slave just have a chain, just tie on them.
Yeah, 然后奴隶下去踩，踩完以后上来，谁踩的多，谁就能够得奖赏；谁踩的不多，要挨打的。
For the slave, whoever can collect more, they'll be rewarded. If not, and they'll be punished.
然后把螺踩上来之后呢
？So once they collect the snails,
然后经过研磨了，经过一系列的工序，把紫色颜料给得到。
So they would just collect and just grind the snails and got the color.
那吕底亚怎么会有这个紫色的颜料呢
？So why Lydia can just she receive this color?
那吕底亚的第一桶金又从何而来呢
？So where her first pot of gold come from?
圣经没说，当然我们也不得而知了。
And Bible didn't tell us, so we don't know.
但是从他所从事的生意的角度来看呢
？But judging from the business she was engaged in,
我想至少这个人是一个有眼光的人吧。
I think at least she was a person with vision.
她的远见足以让她在当时做生意的地方是处于不败之地的。
So her vision also will help her just being in the situation of success.
能够采集研磨和使用紫色的颜料，在当时就属于高科技的位置了。
So with the things that she did to get this purple, actually, it's kind of like a high tech.
所以吕底亚当时所做的生意呢，这是远超过常人。
Therefore, the business she did is far superior to ordinary people.
对于当时这个欧洲的布匹市场来讲呢，因为有吕底亚在那里，简直是有一个碾压之势了。
And therefore, she just had the potential to just crush the cloth market at time.
我们还特别留意到，圣经特别介绍吕底亚是来自亚细亚省的推雅推拉。
And the Bible specifically introduced that Lydia has come from the Thyatira in the province of Asia.
推雅推拉是在什么地方呢
？Where is Thyatira?
就是今天土耳其的西部了。
That is in the west of today's Turkey.
你看一看它的地形，它在伊斯坦布尔的南端了。
If you look at the map, and it is at the south of Istanbul.
它距离地中海大概50英里左右了。
It's only 50 miles from the Mediterranean Sea.
与它西边的雅典是隔海相望的。
And across the sea from Athens to the west.
那跟我们有关系的是什么呢？
What is related to us is.
更加重要的就是推亚推拉还是启示录。七间教会之一啊。
More importantly, Thyatira is also one of the seven churches in Revelation.
好，其次她还是一个敬畏神的人呢。
Secondly, and she's a God-fearing person.
其实关于吕底亚呢，圣经的笔墨并不太多了。
Regarding Lydia, actually the Bible does not write much.
所以也会给人留下许多想象的空间呢。
So just leave a lot of rooms for imagination.
我们再去查一查推雅推拉是一个什么样的地方呢
？Let's see what kind of city is Thyatira.
显而易见，它是一个商业中心了。
It's a commercial center.
但是更加重要的，它其实是一个行会行业中心在那里。
And more importantly, at the city, at this place, it's filled with various guilds.
呀，各种专业、各种行会遍布。
So it is filled with various guilds.
比如说羊毛工匠啦。
Such as woolen craftsmen.
亚麻工匠啦。
Linen craftsmen.
制作外衣的工匠啦。
Coat craftsmen.
还有陶器工匠。
Also pottery.
铜匠啊
coppersmiths
包括奴役交易啦
slave traders
呀那些奴隶都在这里来进行买卖交换的
and they just trade exchange the slaves
当然也包括印染工匠就是吕底亚的织布在那里啦
and also the printing and the dyeing craftsmen
而且还是青蓝贸易中心呐、啊。
And it is also an indigo trade center.
呀，吕底亚是一个怎样的身份进入到这些行会里边呢
？So what kind of status does the lady enter into this?
大家留意啊，2000多年前，她以一个单身女性的身份在那里出现。
Just pay attention. Lydia appeared in the business world as a single woman.
大家不妨想想她的背景吧。
Think about her background.
她会不会是一个富二代
？Would she be just like a rich?Second generation.
呀，家族父母给他留下的家财万贯，他不得不继承家业，会不会是这样子呢
？Could it be that she just inherited the wealth from her family?
又或许她的丈夫很有钱，英年早逝，把事业、财产、生意又留给她，她也不得不去做呀。
Or maybe her husband was wealthy and died young. She was able to inherit his business.
我们再查一查推亚推拉当时的社会环境。
Also, let's look at the society situation in Thyatira.
像吕底亚这一类人呢
？So a person, the people just like Lydia.
有一个很大的可能性呢
？There's one possibility.
就是原来就是一个奴隶。
It could be maybe she was a slave.
但是因为在主人那里立了功，或者有些什么好的表现，主人就放了她了，释放她了。
Or after being freed by her master.
她呢就由此甚至就做起了。紫色布的生意了
，and maybe she's just started a purple cloth business.
想起我们当然不知道了。
Of course, we do not know the details.
但这几种可能性，它应该在其中一种吧。
So actually, this may be one of the possibilities.
并且呢，吕底亚是将生意呢从亚洲土耳其做到了这个腓立比，做到了欧洲了。
And she may just spread her business to Europe.
呀，腓立比就是在今天的所谓的南斯拉夫这个 Yugoslavia 这个地方、啊、
So that Philippi is today's Yugoslavia.
呀，去到欧洲呢，成为一个有钱的人。
And when she went to Europe, she became the wealthy woman.
这就是吕底亚的一个最基本的背景、啊、
So that's the basic background about Lydia.
按理说呢，人一旦有了钱呐、啊，人就脑袋发热了。
Logically speaking, once a person has money and They just have some just kind of the big thinking.
然后耶稣也说过嘛，这个有钱人进天国如同骆驼进针眼，对不对
？So just like Jesus said, for the rich person to enter into the kingdom of heaven, it just is so difficult, just like for the camel just went through the needle of the eye.
就是说，人一旦有了钱，就不那么容易相信神，就对了，对吧
？And that is saying just a rich person, it's hard to believe in God.
当然也难有谦卑之心了。
Also, it's difficult that for her to believe in and the humble heart.
但圣经却说她素来敬拜神。
But the Bible says that she always worshipped God.
这个和她的身份有一些不太相称的地方。
This kind of just not quite to fit with her status.
说明她生活经历的苦楚呢，没有让她心生苦毒啊。
It seems like the hardship in her life does not just produce the bitterness in her heart.
她因为是钱财饱满在自己的钱包里边，也没有让她傲慢无礼啊。
So with the wealth just full in her pocket, but she did not just being just proud.
反倒帮助她能够看淡名利了。
It just helped her to just take fame and the fortune lightly.
Yeah, 最后呢，她是一位认识神的人呐、啊。
Finally, she's a person who knows God.
这一点成为她最难得的美德了。
And this is the great, just the dignity about.
那我们怎么知道她就是一个认识神的人呢
？How do we know she's a person who knows God?
圣经说她听见了，主就开导她的心，叫她留心听保罗所讲的话。
The Bible says that when she heard it, the Lord opened her heart and told her to pay attention to what Paul was saying.
Yeah, 这样的话，平常我们读经读过就可很容易过去了。
So usually when we read the scriptures, we just pass by this.
如果我们安静下来，慢慢去领会呢，可能会不一样哦。
So if we just quietly receive the message, maybe it's different.
我们想一想，什么是信心律呢？
Think about this. What is the law of faith?
信心律就是听见就去行嘛。
The law of faith is to teach us what you hear.
那么认识律又是什么呢？
And what is the law of knowledge?
那在这一节经文当中就告诉我们了。
So in this verse tells us.
这个认识指的是认识神呢。认识律就是听见就留心了。
So the law of knowledge means knowing God, that is to pay attention.
留心就是表达我们真用心了。
Pay attention means we use our heart.
啊、别的不用说了。
So, needless to say,
看我们日常的信仰生活，大概也能够描述出自己在认识神的道路上，我们是如何行走的嘛。
Just look at our usual or just faced life, and that we can tell.
我们是否听到做笔记呢
？So, where we take notes when we listen to the sermons?
我们是否门训写功课呢
？Do we write homeworks of discipleship class?
我们在祷告会的时候，会不会做记录，记录一下弟兄姐妹的代祷事项？方便自己回家的时候有思导的内容呢
？Do we take notes in prayer meetings？
在主日学的时候，可不可以提问题和分享问题呢
？And do we just ask questions in Sunday school？
当然，即使我们做了这些，也毫无可夸之处了。
Of course, even if we do all this, it does not mean we just have anything to boast about.
但是这些却表明我们在神面前的一个态度，一个好学的态度。
However, this just can show our attitude of our studiousness.
一个好学的态度必然要有一个谦卑的心呐、啊。
And then also it will show that our attitude of humility.
当我们具备这样的态度的时候呢
？So when we have all those kind of attitudes,
神就应许说他会开导我们的心了。
So and God for sure He will enlighten our hearts.
我们常常说态度怎么样决定高度嘛。
Oftentimes we said the attitude determines altitude.
高度谁在高处？当然就是上帝在高处。
So who's at the very high? That is God.
我们谦卑的态度就决定我们是否与在高处的上帝能够彼此相交了。
So with our humbleness, and then we can just interact with God.
或者再说的白一点呢
？Or just to speak simply.
Yeah, 你给神态度，神就给你认识神的高度，了解吗
？If you give God a good attitude, and God will give you the height to know the truth.
那么什么是神给的高度呢
？So what is the height just given by God?
圣经也做出了解释。
The Bible also explains.
神给的高度就是叫他留心听保罗所说的话呀。
So the height given by God was to ask her to pay attention to what was said by Paul.
不要小看这里边这几句话，简简单单彼此之间的关联，那是非常非常重要的关联，与我们生命息息相关呐。
So do not overlook about this kind of process. It is related to our life.
好，我们看第三点。
Let's look at the third point.
团契里成长。
Growing in fellowship.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
当人一旦认识神。
What's a person knows God?
当人一旦领受福音的真理呢
？What's a person receive the truth of the gospel?
接下来就应当有加入教会的团契生活啦。
The next step is to join the fellowship life of the church.
圣经让我们看见吕底亚也是如此啊。
Bible shows us the same is true for Lydia.
首先是信而受浸。
First, believe and get baptized.
我听到有些人跟我讲，他说可能觉得信就好了。没有必要接受浸礼啊。
I heard some people say that it's enough to believe and there's no need to be baptized.
或者说信了，但是我还没有准备好要接受浸礼。
Or some people they believe but they're not ready to be baptized.
这都是一些比较奇怪的，也不合乎圣经真理的思考。
And it is very strange and it just doesn't fit the Bible.
其实信和受浸受洗，它是一体两面，不可分割的。
Actually, believe in God and then get baptized is just one thing.
如果我们不肯接受浸礼呢，其实可能我们还没有信呢。
If we are not willing to be baptized, maybe we just have not believed in God yet.
呀，我们有什么样的焦虑，什么样的考虑呢
？What kind of thinking you have?
呀，特别是受浸或者受洗，是加入教会前的一个举动，一个表明，一个见证啊。
In particular, immersion baptism or christening. baptism is an act.
在今天这个所谓后基督时代，人们对教会也有许多的偏见了。
In this post-Christ stage, and many people have they had the prejudice.
一旦让他加入教会，心里面就有许多的忧虑，许多的疑虑啦。
So once for him to join the church, he might have some just a worry.
特别像吕底亚这一类做生意的有钱人吧。
Especially for Lydia, she's a rich businesswoman.
来到教会可能会有一种格格不入的失落感，会不会？
So maybe, and she will just feel out of place and lose, and she lost.
我们这么有钱。
So I'm so rich.
怎么能与教会这些穷苦人为伍呢？
How can I associate with poor people like the church?
所以很多这些有钱的基督徒的商人就要求我们成立一个。工商团契就好了，不去教会了。
Therefore, some of the rich Christian people, they just thought they just established some so-called industrial or commercial fellowship.
某些大学啊、研究院啊、学士、硕士、博士团契，道理也是一样的。
The same just goes for the fellowship of some universities and research institutes.
总之就是不能和普通的老百姓，同为一伍，同一个教会去敬拜上帝，比较困难。
In short, they just cannot go to church of ordinary people.
我记得我07年还是零几年，我回北京的时候呢。
So I remember 2007, I would return to Beijing.
也发生过这样类似的事情。
And also happened, this kind of thing happened.
我们教会有一对夫妇介绍我，他一个表哥在那卖茶叶茶具在北京。
So in our church, their brother and sister introduced me someone who just sold the tea leaves in Beijing.
我就去了他那里，带他信了主啦。
So I went to his shop and I led him to receive Jesus Christ.
他就要求想回教会。
So he just requested he want to go to church.
而那一次我回去呢，我仅仅在北京的几间大学去传福音去讲道。
And that time, I just preached in some of the university in Beijing.
Yeah, 我就把他介绍给其中一家大学的教会了。
Therefore, I refer him just to enter to a church in one of the university.
结果这个做茶叶生意的老板呢，去到大学里边，非常失落的落荒而逃，就离他们而去，也远离信仰了。
Therefore, and this boss who owned this the tea leaf shop, and actually he did not have a good experience, so he just left his faith.
那我就问那个教会的那个老师啦，我说发生什么回事啊
？I asked a teacher in the church. I said, "What happened?"
他说，我们这是学生学人，这些知识分子突然间来一个商人，卖茶叶茶具的不合适了。
And he said, because we're just only the students, and also we just learn the studies. And but he is a businessman, so we just don't fit each other.
我就跟他讲有什么不合适呢
？I ask him, so what is the problem? You think they don't fit?
难道教会不是基督的身体吗
？And isn't church the body of Christ?
那有知识的人，没知识的人，知识多的人，知识少。的人难道不能够在教会里边合而为一吗
？So can people with knowledge or with as less knowledge can they just combine one？
连主耶稣基督尚且为教会舍命啊
！And even Lord Jesus to sacrifice a life for church。
你我又有什么可骄傲的本钱呢
？So what do you have to be proud of？
我们发现吕底亚并没有因为自己有钱而轻视教会的弟兄姐妹。
So Lydia did not despise the church or its member because she's rich.
反倒她是全家的委身，领受敬礼，加入教会。
Instead, her whole family committed themselves to being baptized and joining the church.
我想为什么她会被记载在新约里边，跟她的生命态度有关了。
So I'm just thinking why she's recorded in the New Testament is related to her life.
其次是彼此交通了。
Secondly, fellowship was.Each other.
吕底亚一信主呢
，As soon as Lydia believed in the Lord，
她就与教会的弟兄姐妹以心相待，坦诚相交。
She treated her brothers and sisters heart to heart and communicated openly.
这其实也是我们每一个神儿女的相交之道啊。
This is actually the way for each child of God to communicate with each other.
就是因为因蒙神的爱以及爱主而彼此相爱，对吧？
which is to love one another, because we are loved by God and love the Lord.
圣经也说，不是我们爱，乃是神仙爱我们。
The Bible says that it is not because we who love, but God who loves us first.
其实我相信弟兄姐妹都会发现一件事情。
So I believe, brother, sister, you notice this.
信徒之间的生命相碰啊。
The interaction of the life among believers.
就是去感受一下各自对主的爱啊。
That is to feel their love for the Lord.
一个爱主的人就一定不会去爱世界。
A person who loves the Lord will never love the world.
一个爱主的人也会在基督里彼此相爱。
A person who loves the Lord will also love one another in Christ.
吕底亚说，你们若以为我是真信主的。
Lydia said, if you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord.
或者说呢，你们若以为我是忠心服侍主的。
Or that means, if you think and that I am just faithfully serve the Lord.
吕底亚什么意思呢？
So what does Lydia mean?
他的意思就是说，福音是你们传给我的。
That means, that is to say, and you preach the gospel to me.
我的信心里面接受，你们是真心爱主的。
In my faith, I believe you truly believe in God.
你们是真心相信主的。
And you truly believe in the Lord.
那么请问，你们是否也相信我也是真心相信主、爱主的呢？
So, do you also believe that I just truly believe in the Lord?
这是信徒相交的核心价值观，在彼此相碰，在对话，对吧？
This is the core value, and this for the believers then to interact with one another.
最后呢是彼此相爱。
Finally, love one another.
当弟兄姐妹之间在信仰上建立互信关系之后呢？
After brothers and sisters establish a relationship of mutual trust in their faith,
接下来就是彼此相爱了。
The next step is to love one another.
圣经说，接待远人是蒙神悦纳。
The Bible says that the hospitality to people from afar is acceptable to God.
而保罗一行人恰恰是从远方来的人呢。
Paul and his party are precisely people who came from afar.
又是领我们归主的人呢。
And they are also the ones who lead us to the Lord.
我们发现主的爱在吕底亚的心中在点燃，在燃烧啊！
And we see that the love of the Lord just burned in Lydia's heart.
他就邀请保罗们去他家去居住了。
And she invited Paul and his party to stay at her house.
甚至是强留我们。
Even prevailed upon us.
当然，这个强留我们指的是非常热情的意思了。
And that means that she's very warmly.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
当我们在世上彼此切实相爱的时候呢，
When we truly love one another in the world,
世人就认出我们是主的门徒了。
The world will recognize us as the Lord's disciples.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我到现在还常常怀念那些凡是接待过我、接待过我们一家的人。
Oftentimes, I still miss all people who received me and my family.
我记得1993年开始，我在挪威的中部的城市图尔汉开始服侍。
I remember 1993, I started to serve the Lord in Trondheim in Norway.
我算了一下，至少有10到12个家庭曾经接待过我们。
I just counted at least 10 to 12 families that just received us.
然后2001年我们回来的时候呢，也有大概7、8个家庭曾经接待过我们。
Also, 2001, when we returned to Norway, at least like the 10 families also just take care of us.
当然在北欧，在瑞典，在丹麦，在英国，在荷兰，法国，很多这样的国家弟兄姐妹都曾经这么接待过我们。
And also in just various different countries in Europe, and many family also to receive us.
离开了欧洲，去到亚洲、美洲、大洋洲等，也有许多是接待我们的人呐。
And also, we also went to Asia, USA, and Oceania, and other places.
好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
吕底亚受浸，她是一个小人物。
So Lydia is the baptism. She's a small character.
所以吕底亚受浸这个故事在讲什么呢
？So what is this story about Lydia's baptized and her telling us?
她讲的是一个小人物在经历一个大时代的时候所留下的见证啊。
It just tells a testimony just left by the small character while experiencing a great era.
也是教会历史从亚洲进入欧洲的时候所发生的事情。
And it's also the thing that happened when the church history entered Europe from Asia.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise
you. 感谢你让我们经历了从亚洲到欧洲的时代变化。
Thank you. Just let us experience the change and just from just the era from Asia to Europe.
我们知道，如果没有圣灵的带领，没有人能够走出一条跨越亚欧大陆之间的故事、见证和生命。
And we believe without the Holy Spirit's guidance, it's impossible to have this kind of a testimony about this.
主，谢谢你借着吕底亚的见证，让我们心里边晓得当如何面对主啊。
So through the testimony from Lydia, you just let us to show us how to face you.
求主继续的带领我们。
Please continue guide us, Lord.
让我们从你的使命当中看见自己生命的价值。
And also from the mission you gave us and to see the value of our lives.
求主与我们同在。
Lord, please be with us.
听祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
Listen to our prayer. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.